Suddenly, she knew where she'd bury her mother. Her mother's favorite oak stood tall, proud, but alone, not far from the highway and the entrance to the drive. Willow would bury her mother there. She wore her gardening hat, work gloves, and a loose, billowy, long-sleeved white shirt over jeans, keeping her hair stuffed under her hat. It was almost 9 as she began digging. Her jug of water sat untouched for the first hour, but her thirst eventually demanded that she drink. The queasy feeling was familiar. Mother had taught her not to guzzle her water after working hard and getting overheated, and now she worked feeling hot, tired, and sick to her stomach. Oddly, it was a welcome relief. By 11, she sobbed as she dug. Her work slowed, her muscles grew tired, and her back ached almost as much as her heart. Hot tears poured down her cheeks, making strange paths on her dusty face. Every minute, every second, tortured her. Even so, it was also cathartic. With each shovelful of dirt that she tossed from the growing hole, she felt that somehow she could finally measure her loss in tangible terms. Every cubic inch of dirt represented dozens of memories that she now, like Mary in Bethlehem, treasured in her heart. Willow drank as she watched Chad's truck bouncing over her lane and recapped her jug. She'd forgotten he was coming and realized he might expect lunch. He could forget it. She didn't know how long it took to dig such a large hole, but she wasn't about to be digging on Monday morning. Chad rounded the barn, followed the line of trees to the open field that ran alongside the driveway until he reached the oak. Willow stood almost knee-high in a hole, shoveling dirt out between pauses to wipe away her tears. The sight of a slight woman like Willow, carving out a place in the earth to rest her mother's body, twisted his heart. Guilt washed over him as he remembered his internal complaining regarding visits. He didn't want a friend. Well, that wasn't true. He loved people and did want friends. He just didn't want this friend. He didn't want to be her confidant or her crying post. She didn't want to be left alone to dig her own mother's grave, but she's doing it. How pathetic can you be, Tesdal? He growled to himself as he reached the side of the grave.
Willow?
The answer came in the form of a pile of dirt on his polished shoes and a streak across the hemline of his uniform. He tried again, and when he received the same answer, Chad jumped down into the hole and wrapped his hands around the handle of the shovel.
Willow, let go.
At the sight of Willow's face, he pulled the shovel from her hands and wrapped his arms around her.
Come on, let's go cry it out inside. It's hot out here.
I have to get this done.
Without another word, Chad pulled her from the hole and led her back to the house. In the kitchen, he handed her a glass of water and pointed to the stairs.
Go take a shower. I'll make you something to eat.
I forgot to defrost anything, so a salad.
Go. I'll take care of lunch.
After a look in the cupboards, the cellar icebox, and the summer kitchen, Chad whipped out his cell phone and raced to his truck. By the time he arrived with two sandwiches and pasta salad in hand, Willow lay curled on her bed with obvious traces of tears on her face.
I brought food. Do you want it up here or...
She glanced at him horrified and then smiled.
Lunch in bed and I'm not even sick.
They ate an impromptu picnic on her bed. She sitting against the headboard, he cross-legged on the floor leaning against her closet. Halfway through her sandwich, Willow commented,
I saw you got your truck fixed.
Fixed?
He murmured with a mouthful of pasta salad.
You drove it forward instead of backward today. Was it hard to fix?
Chad choked on his salad as he laughed. Between chortles, he coughed and sputtered, trying to expel the noodle from his windpipe. Willow's confused expression helped him regain a little composure.